Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. I'm so excited for you guys to hear this episode. It was so funny. Had me laughing my absolute ass off. My guest today is my friend, Solomon Giorgio. Hilarious man. You've seen him on Conan, Comedy Central, HBO, and so many other places. He's a writer on many of your favorite shows, and you need to check out his new podcast called The Juice. It's all about low-stakes gossip. Join him each week as he sources only the best everyday gossip from comedians, performers, and listeners. You guys. New episodes are out every Thursday, wherever you get your podcasts. And for me, I will be headlining the Irvine Improv Wednesday, May 18th. Would love to see you guys there. Please come out and see me. It's going to be so much fun. Also, as I said, we'll be doing an hour of new material at the Elysian Theater in LA on Monday, June 6th at 7:30 p.m. Ticket links for both of those shows will be in the show notes of this podcast. Follow me at Blair Saki on Twitter and Instagram. And please rate, subscribe, and review this podcast if you want to be a really good, supportive person that I love. Okay, everyone, thank you so much. And please enjoy this episode. Welcome to the Dear Owen Wilson podcast. I'm your host, Blair Saki. It's great to be with you guys again as we get this thing off the ground. I am going to be reminding you the first few episodes what the show is about. Yes, it is based on a real letter that I wrote to Owen Wilson in 2007, telling him how much I loved him. I do not know if he received the letter. Only time will tell. I have every intention of having him on this podcast, and I do think that it will become a reality. But I have made this podcast off my live show that I've had for 5 years, where comedians come on, read letters to celebrities they love, and then I interview them as the shrewd interviewer that I am. And do I have a treat for you today, because I picked the all-stars of the live show to come in hot at the beginning of this podcast. And this guy, he's an incredible comedian, very famous, a motherfucking producer on all your favorite shows. I'm so happy to have him. Please welcome my friend, Solomon Giorgio.
Hi, Blair.
Solomon, thank you so much for coming on today.
Look, as a fellow blonde, I needed to.
Your hair is looking really good. Is that fresh?
Yeah, this touch up, yeah.
Yeah, it's looking very fresh. How are you?
I'm good. Just hanging out in my house with my wigs.
And... your gorgeous house with your gorgeous room of wigs. I'm pleased that I got to see it.
Yeah, I got more.
Yeah, your collection is growing by the day.
That's what I'm going for.
You really have a great hobby going there in your gorgeous house.
Yes. Well, they're going to get my inheritance. They're the only thing in my will are the wigs.
Yeah, but I mean, that's going to be a hell of a will to receive for someone. Wow. They're lucky. Okay.
Oh, no, the wigs are getting the stuff. Not people. The wigs are my children.
Oh, God. My bad. My mistake. I misunderstood. That makes sense. Of course. Okay. Well, I'm just going to have you start off, and then we're going to get into it.
Yeah. I'll read my letter. Dear Mary J. Blige. Very few people get to say they are Mary J. Blige. As a matter of fact, only one person can say they are Mary J. Blige, and that is you, Mary J. Blige. I love saying your name. It's the top 10 best names in the history of names. It's almost like you were destined to be one of the greatest R&B singers of all time. You also practically invented high heel boots. I know they existed before you were born, but you invented them. And after seeing you at the Super Bowl, my eyes swelled with tears. I was just so happy to see you stomping in those boots, singing your heart out and whipping all 30 inches of that perfect hair. I'm not going to mention your age like other so-called fans because you are ageless and it always makes me smile to see you perform. And your acting, it's better with every project. You were great Dinah Washington in Respect, and you should have gotten the Oscar for Mudbound. You might say, what is the point of this letter? There is no point. I just like to say, just like you so much and hope you never stop doing what you do best or doing whatever you want. Thank you for everything you've done. Thank you for telling us to find real love. Thank you for always giving us the 411. Thank you for letting us know you're doing just fine. And thank you for single-handedly stopping all the haterations in the danceries. You are a goddess and an icon, and everybody would be a much better person if they had a little Mary. Ja Rule bless, Solomon, Georgia.
Oh! I think I shed a motherfucking tear on that one. Wow. Wow. Yes. And how timely after the Super Bowl. Really, yes. It's great.
Really should have been the only headliner, honestly, as far as I'm concerned. If you're asking me, Mary J. Blige is good enough for a whole halftime show.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. Well, Solomon, it's so great to have you back. Yeah, you've done the show multiple times, always been a hit, the crowd favorite, absolutely. Solomon, Mary J. Blige has been called the queen of hip-hop soul.
Yes.
Do you think souls exist? And if so, how would you explain your soul's behavior?
Good question. I do believe souls exist. Question is, do I have only one soul? I don't think so.
I feel multiple souls?
I feel like I've been stealing souls left and right since I was a child, and I think that's only fair. I feel like a lot of people aren't using their souls very well. And I just like taking in as many as possible.
Wow, so you sort of have like a Voldemort thing. Do you put people the souls that you steal into, you know, objects around the house, or what do you do with them exactly?
First of all, stealing that's not the case. They just go with me. They're done with their person. They see me and they're like, "You know what? I'm done with this person. I'll follow Solomon home." And they just hang out and about. Like, I feel like there's just like a few things they like to eat. Like, my weights for sure have several souls. So whenever I like work out, like I bring like Soul Cycle, that's what I'm doing.
Okay, so if I'm hearing you correctly, I misspoke. You are not stealing any souls. What's happening is the souls are going freely on their free will. They see you, they get a little taste of the soul dog, and they said, that's the direction I'm going.
It's like, I'm going to go follow Solomon.
Yes. So your soul is just like this bright, beaming, pulsing light that the other souls can't resist.
Yes, exactly.
And they said, I'm going home with the man with a room full of wigs.
Yeah.
Right.
It makes sense. There's no, like, the logically, it makes sense to them. And I get it. And I'm not going to deny them to, like, they should follow me. It's the best place to live, best place to be. And honestly, I have really good snacks. That always helps.
Yeah. Well, oh my God, I'm just so glad I got you on the podcast because like that is something that I actually needed to learn yesterday about the souls, the snacks, the whole thing, Solomon. Okay, so Solomon, according to my private detective, Lucian Wickles, and if you're just tuning into the show, I will remind our new and emerging but rabid audience that Lucian Wickles is indeed my private investigator and dear friend, although he does not call me his friend back, that I met in the Kern River while fishing for crawdads. Anyways, now that you're all caught up again, Lucian did tell me, Mary is known for wanting no more drama. Please describe, Solomon, in extreme detail why you love drama so much and what do you think that Mary would have to say about this?
I feel like, you know what? Sometimes you do things that makes your heroes disappointed and that's fine. That's fine. And you know what?
Right.
You can't have all these souls with no drama and that's just the way it is.
Right.
It's the task that I took on. I'm hoping she never finds out about this. because yeah, my life is drama filled. Like this morning, I made coffee.
You did.
And I could have just made regular coffee, but I made an espresso. And honestly, that's way too dramatic. Like it's just too much drama.
Oh my God. Wow, an espresso this morning? You're doing a lot. Yeah.
It was a lot. And honestly, it wasn't even this morning. It was like noon. I went out last night on
you
a Wednesday.
Did.
That's very dramatic.
That is dramatic, but I love that also because life is meant to be lived, baby.
Yeah. Yes. I'm gonna do it again. I'm gonna go out on another Wednesday, I'm sure of it.
Okay. So he's drinking espresso, very dramatic.
Also, I'm currently drinking a Dr. Pepper from McDonald's, which is also a lot for
Oh my God,
a Thursday
I didn't
afternoon.
Think you could top it, but here we go. He just keeps going. So we're going to hope that Mary doesn't find out, but what do you think she would say, you know, if she knew about what was going down, the truth in your house?
She'd be like, no more drama, I think she would say.
Okay.
I think she will say her catchphrase, which is important. Like when she like she sees the drama and she's like, you know what? No more of this.
right. But you know, even when I love someone, if I feel that there's a rule, I will break it. I will go running through that fence.
Look, it's just drama is it's so fun, you know?
Yes.
It's like kicking your shoes off and sticking them in a nice cool stream.
Sure, yeah, that's how I think of drama. Putting my feet in a nice cool stream.
It's just I have to do it.
Yeah, it's a way of life. Okay. Right, I think I understand. I do. And Mary will make sure, and nobody, I want all my listeners around the globe, internationally, nobody snitch on Solomon. Remember, I am Italian. If I find out that any of you snitch to Mary, then I'm coming for you. Okay. Next question. Mary J. Blige recently performed at the Super Bowl halftime show. What would you say? Do you think you could pull off the outfit that she wore? And if not, why?
Absolutely. No question asked. I would easily pull off that outfit. I think that's the whole point of her clothing is that they can be worn by other people.
Right. You think that's going into the thought of what she's putting on?
Yeah. She's like, you know what? I bet people I know could pull this off.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm like, you know what? I can do it. Like, am I going to do it? No.
Oh, you're not. But where like, would you wear that?
That might be too much drama for me.
Really? I didn't know there was such a thing.
It is. It is a thing. You have to, drama has to stay in low doses. It's okay. You have to microdose drama.
Right. Microdosing has never really been my thing, but I'm trying to learn.
Yeah, I've been like a lot of people microdose stuff. You can microdose things.
Sure.
Drama.
Yeah.
Nothing else though. Everything else I just do a full dose.
Full dose guy.
I'm a full doser left and right, except for drama.
Okay, except for drama. Yeah, because I gotta be honest, I don't know if I could have pulled off that Mary outfit. And I think it's incredible, but I don't know if it would work on me. Surf See, girl.
I feel like it just has to have the confidence, really. And if you listen to enough Mary's music, you will have that confidence. And that's kind of
true.
That's what her songs do. It yeah, lets you you're know right. that you can do that.
You're right. Maybe I'm selling myself short and I should get that outfit to wear at one of my shows to the Virgil.
Honestly, just wear it to like Trader Joe's.
Okay, Trader Joe's. Like,
just get yourself like a fucking ready to make Indian meal in their freezer aisle in that outfit.
Yeah, you know what my shit is usually from Trader Joe's is one of those cauliflower pizzas. I like to fire those up on a Sunday when I'm hungover from having mm-hmm. 2.5 drinks. And when I think that I'm being a skinny bitch for having cauliflower pizza, even though it's really actually 950 calories and it's all a lie. What Trader Joe's do you go to? Or do you not want to share to the listeners worldwide?
Unfortunately, I actually don't live near Trader Joe's anymore. I used right. to, but now I'm very close to a Gelson's. And obviously, for me, it's about distance when it comes to grocery shopping.
We actually share the same Gelson's. We have a mutual Gelson's in which I am constantly trying to stay away from, but am always pulled back in the drama.
It's honestly, it's just right. It's right there.
Yeah, it is right
and
there.
And I can't avoid it.
You know what's funny is pre-pandemic, the Oaks, I would go to the Oaks Gourmet every morning and get a brown bag full of bacon and a coffee. That was my breakfast before I would go to, you know, one of my 12-step meetings because I'm just so healthy. And but then they shut down. Then they shut down the Oaks and they eventually did come back, but it's a counter situation, which I don't like, outdoor counter situation. So I stopped.
Yeah. If you're like ordering a bag of bacon from a counter isn't the same.
You said it, pal. It sure is not. Yeah, if I could turn back time, those are the days. I never knew that I was living high and mighty then. I really didn't at the time, but... Yeah. You know, we you know forge what? Ahead.
We have to the Gelson's right next door.
Their salad bar was gone for a long time too, and thank God it's back because you know it's easier trying to be a skinny bitch out here.
I can't. A salad is not a situation that I apply into my life.
Oh, good for you.
Because I never know if I'm full. I just know that my jaw is tired from eating salad.
You know what? That's one of the truer things I've ever heard about salad. Okay? Sometimes by the end, I'm like, God, this is still going. We're still doing this. I've aged 2 years. This shit is never ending.
It's really, and like, it's like, especially if you're getting like a fucking, like a radicchio or like a cabbage, like the crisp.
I love radicchio.
Those are a journey though. You're just there.
Yeah,
you're just
no,
chewing.
Yeah, you're right. Radicchio and cabbage in a salad, it sort of feels like you're in a jungle with no path to walk on and you're just fighting through with a machete.
Exactly. And I feel like arugula for me is probably like the best dream because it's like it gets the wettest. Right. So it's like it's easy. Like it, like by the time by halfway done, it's slimy, so you can easily just force it down.
You know, it's funny, Solomon. Funny that you bring up arugula because, you know, I put down bags of it as a Italian girl. And but I find as I bring it up to people, it's extremely polarizing. A lot of people hate arugula.
Yeah, because it has a flavor, a spice, a tang to it.
Yeah,
and that's a lot of people have an issue with a green that has any presence.
That has stage presence.
Yeah. And I'm here for a full body green. That's what I want. That's my preference, is a green that's like, I'm here to be in your mouth.
You want a green that takes up space, leaves a memory.
With agency. I want a green with agency.
Right. Okay. God, beautifully put.
Do you want to hear about the $100 wedding dress that just saved Abercrombie?
Or the tech acquisition that was just like Game of Thrones?
Or the one financial equation that can solve climate change?
Then check out our daily podcast, The Best One Yet, or as we call it, T-Boy.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And we pick the three most interesting business news stories every day for the perfect mix.
20 minutes each morning, you're going to feel brighter.
We call it Pop Biz, don't we, Jack?
Where pop culture meets business news. So whether you want to kick off a conversation with your buddies,
or you're going for that promotion at work,
or you just want to know the trends before your friends,
feel brighter by starting your morning with us every weekday.
Listen to The Best One Yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your pods.
You can listen to The Best One Yet ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like The Best One Yet, How I Built This, and many more, Wondery means business.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
So, according to Lucian Wickles, Mary J. Blige once said, "I know who I am. I am not perfect. I'm not the most beautiful woman in the world, but I'm one of them." Do you, Solomon, consider yourself one of the most beautiful people in the world? And do you think I'm beautiful? And do you have any single friends who you think would be interested in me?
I'm for sure beautiful. I know you're beautiful. Do I have any single friends that would be interested to you? Most likely. But should you be interested in them? Absolutely not. I feel like no
you're
single
right,
man
probably
in my
met
life.
All of them. I've probably dated and met most of them.
You've for sure met all of them, honestly. Probably all in the same space. And I can guarantee you, none of them worth it.
Yeah, you're right. I am trying to move into a different stage of my life. I am, for the listeners, I have huge updates in that I have decided to stop being, you know, afraid of commitment. And I'm really going to look for my husband now.
I think you should be terrified of commitment.
No, I already did that.
Are you sure? Because it's really scary. Like, commitments, to me, it's just like it never stops being a giant monster.
Yeah, I think I decided that, well, because I really did that hard. I mean, I committed hard to the no commitment, and I have come to a place now, shockingly, suddenly, don't know how it happened, maybe the tides, maybe time passing, something, where I'm like, oh, I'm ready to let love in.
Is it the breath work? Is that what it is?
I don't think so.
I feel like that helps a little bit.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe that's it. Maybe
it's
I'm just
too, like, I also like, I feel like when you spend enough time with yourself, you eventually go, yeah, somebody else has to be here for this.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm getting there too. Like, I'm actually there. Like, I'm definitely like, oh, wow. You know what? That's too much of me. Somebody needs to take care of this.
Yeah, I know. I think it's good. I'm sure working hard to make sure nobody loves me. You know?
Look, I think it's the best thing for you to, like, I'm not even here for love. I just want to ruin somebody else's day.
Right. Drama.
That sounds, yeah. Cool pool. Cool stream. Foot in the cool stream.
And ruining someone's day sounds like putting your feet in a cool stream.
Like, that's the best. I think that's the best part of a relationship. Just ruining somebody else's day with, like, one text message.
Do you say that on stage? You
no,
have to.
Just saying it now.
Okay, fine. Dear Owen Wilson exclusive. You heard it here first, folks.
Dear Owen Wilson exclusive.
Okay, Solomon. Mary J. Blige. According to Lucian Wickles, Mary J. Blige has admitted to liking potatoes. Solomon, and I'm sorry for the hard-hitting question, but do you like potatoes? Why or why not?
Potatoes are the best fruit ever invented. And I think they're a fruit because they're so versatile.
Yes.
It's a great juice. It's honestly, like, it's so, like, you can make literally anything with it. Like, you can make it into a pasta if you want to.
Like gnocchi?
Yeah. Or, like, okay. you can cut it up and, like, make it into, like, a wig as well.
Sure.
Like, you can make an outfit out of, like, potato peels. Like, you can, like, peel a bunch of potatoes and make a potato peel dress.
Right. You could do that.
Even, like, the sacks they come in are, like, fashion accessories.
Yeah.
So, like, wow. I feel like they do so much.
They do. You're right. You and Mary both love potatoes.
Yeah, I feel like we can replace everything in our lives with potatoes. Remember when you could plug in like the little wires into it and like light up a light bulb?
Yeah.
We have so many potatoes. We should be like charging everything with potatoes.
Right. We should probably call Biden after this and let him know what we discovered about potatoes.
Call him now. I have him on speed dial.
Yeah. Now that Mary brings this up, Mary J. Blige brings this up about potatoes, I am thinking about how that time in Ireland, I learned about this 1 year in elementary school, mm-hmm. how there was a potato famine and the whole country almost just stopped existing because the whole country was run on potatoes.
And you know what? I think they didn't do it right. I think they were just too drunk to figure it out.
Oh, yeah. No, that is actually a really solid hypothesis because what happened there with the famine?
Yeah, I feel like people like say like, hey, potatoes are not really healthy and they're not the best for you. And I think, and they're like, if that's all we have, we'll get sick and that's not good. And I'm like, I don't think so. I think that's not true.
Right. You think it's a fruit juice?
Yeah. I think this, I feel like they might have not spiced it properly.
Right?
I don't want to like, judge a whole country
right.
during
but
their worst time in their history. But you know what? Maybe we can maybe this is a discussion about what was going on with those potatoes. Like, let's open it up and see. Like, I don't want to victim blame, but
right.
Here I am.
You don't want to victim blame, but we have some questions about your agriculture.
Yeah.
Upkeep. Yeah, okay. Also,
yeah, I'm a lot of questions. I got a lot of questions.
Right. No victim blaming here, Ireland. Okay? Don't call us up and...
No, call me up. Here's my number. It's 2...
What if Ireland called you?
Just a full, like, look, if this is what gets me canceled, so be it. I've been waiting years to get canceled. And I want this to be the reason.
Oh my God. Mary would definitely hear about it.
Yeah. She's like, that is for sure too much drama. And she'll call me up and like say, no more drama.
So. Yeah, but I feel like she would really like you. So it would be in like a caring way, you know?
No, she'd probably be upset that Ireland snitched more. Yes. Which that's the real drama is snitching. Like that's
right.
that's like the biggest drama crime.
Right.
Is snitching.
I agree. And just another reminder to everyone listening, no snitching to Ireland. All right. There is a threat coming from me, the host, to anyone who snitches because it is against my culture, the Italian culture.
Hands down. My last name is Giorgio, so I get it.
Right, for both of us. We're both Italian.
Yes.
Okay. So, Solomon, according to Lucian Wickles, Mary J. Blige is known for bringing hip-hop and R&B into the mainstream. Mm. What have you ever brought to the mainstream?
God, to the mainstream? It's very tough.
I know, call me Barbara Walters. Sorry for being such a shrewd interviewer.
Well, I know. I think I feel like I've brought almost everything except R&B and hip hop. Like, I did everything else. I brought everything else to the mainstream.
Oh, wow. That is crazy.
Yeah, everything that Mary J. Blige didn't cover, I did.
Okay, so really, you're responsible for potatoes kind of just absolutely going off in this country.
Hands down, like the flare jeans moment in the 90s, that was me.
Oh my God, that was you? You were behind that?
Oh yeah, you know that moment when everybody was like cutting the belts part of their pants just and wearing them as low risers and doing the whale
tail?
That
was you?
First me, hands down, right?
Oh my God. I thought I was such a hot little preteen, like middle schooler wearing my jeans like that. And did I know it was because of my future friend, Solomon Giorgio.
Yeah, it was me. And actually, before it was called the Rachel, it was called the Solomon. And no one remembers that. But yeah,
oh,
I did it first.
Oh my God. Whoa.
Yeah, she saw me at a Walmart. She saw me at a Walmart. I was buying batteries and I had my hair fully out. And she was like, that's the look for me.
That's it.
Yeah, that was it.
So Sally Hershberger, famous stylist for the canonic Rachel hairstyle from Friends.
Yes.
She saw you in a Walmart, absolutely ripped off your look.
I was buying C batteries. That's like I was specifically there because I don't know why, because it was an alarm clock that needed C batteries, and
right.
I had to go, and also they're so hard to find now.
It's just so crazy. Oh my God. You know, what's incredible about this podcast is we are learning history that the world has no idea about. TMZ is going to be all over my ass. I can't say I'm looking forward to it. Honestly.
They already know this. They never give me the credit. They already know.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because I invented TMZ first.
Whoa.
So it was like I was doing TMZ. I was called SMZ. And that Harvey saw me doing it and he was like, you know what? I'm going to take this from you. So that's why that's why it's never worked out. So I even invented the mainstream.
Oh my God.
Like the mainstream, I'm not only brought things to the mainstream, I invented the mainstream as well.
Oh,
which
my
is
God.
Where that, and that is a stream, the cool stream that I put my feet in when I start drumming.
Oh my God. My mind has broken into a million pieces. It's just so hard to take in all of it at once. I can't believe, I mean, what a get for the Dear Owen Wilson podcast. Basically, the inventor of the mainstream, folks. Mm-hmm. And the cool pool for the toes, for the drama.
Hands down. That's what I did. That's what I've been doing.
So, I just cannot believe Sally Hershberger, what a thief. What a goddamn thief. Harvey, whatever the name is. But actually, I do think it's for the best that you didn't, that he sold TMZ out and under it from you, because that's too much drama. And we you're trying to microdose.
I'm microdosing drama, and honestly, it's fine. It's fine for me because I'm not a snitch and I want these people to flourish. So they're fine.
Wow. Have you, Solomon, ever retaliated when one of the 1 million people stole your ideas?
No.
Wow.
Their souls leave them and they come with me.
Oh my God.
So I get their soul. So, and that's the biggest, that's revenge for me. But at the end, they don't realize they don't have their soul. And I'm over here hanging out with their soul.
Wow. And so they're just, their souls just voluntarily leave their body. So they're just empty bags of skin walking around roaming the earth without their
soul. With a stolen idea, whatever. It's their life.
Wow. That, so there's actually, it's sort of like a, what I didn't even know, there's sort of like a new age contemporary headless horseman thing kind of happening around town right now because all the souls are just trying to go with you.
Yeah. Well, wow. It's like once they see their person steal an idea, they're like, why would I be with this loser, this thief, this terrible
unoriginal thief.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with the mainstream.
Yeah, with the generator of ideas, the innovator. Wow.
And that's what we do. We workshop all day ideas.
with all your band of souls.
Oh yeah. There's so many here, and like it's a really, it's like a great pitch meetings in the morning. That's what I got the espresso for, was to pitch. With the souls.
Wow, it's sort of like a collective. Mm-hmm. Do you take them for walks out on the street like a dog or no?
You know what? I feel like they like the stuff I own.
Right.
So they just spend their day just staring at my furniture, which is
fine. Because you perfectly curated it in a way that they, in such an undeniable way that they could not stay away. They were purely magnetized.
Yeah,
to
they
it.
Just had to stay. They're chilling. They're chilling right now. They're just downstairs hanging out.
So no 10,000 steps for the souls. I'm jealous.
Oh, they're good. They don't need them. They stay super skinny.
Oh my God. So the souls are thin.
Rail thin. Literally, they are rails. Souls are shaped like rails. You didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
But I can tell. I know that.
Wow. Yeah. You know what's crazy? I'm going to have to talk to Lucian because he did not tell me any of this. And I am paying him so much money.
Well, I feel like I have his soul. And that kind of.
Solomon, please. I'm going to have a heart attack.
It's just the way it is. Look, if you're going to, like, if somebody's snooping around, the soul is going to also be like, I'm going to go.
Oh my God. Wait, so then who is in Lucian Wickles, my private detective and best friend?
Who knows?
Oh my God, that's really terrifying. I'm going to have to do like some sort of seance Ouija board.
Yeah, make sure he doesn't fuck with your soul.
God, I'm going to have to call in some protections. Damn. Damn, the arugula is not cutting it.
Also, I do have a business for soul protection. So if you ever...
Wow. Man, you are a busy guy. I don't know when you even sleep.
I don't. And it's fine. Like I said, I woke up today. I didn't. It was just me literally standing still with my eyes open.
Oh my God. That's like a vampire.
No. Because I invented the idea first. So like you can say vampires are like Solomon. That's kind of. What am I talking about?
Wow, that's, I have a lot to think about, I'll tell you that, after this podcast, I have a lot of integration to happen. Yeah. Okay, so I guess we better move to the next question because my brain is breaking by the moment. So, according to Lucian, Mary has a line of sunglasses called Melodies by MJB. Do you like to wear sunglasses? And if so, what are you hiding?
A lot of things, honestly. Mostly,
businesses.
For various businesses. I feel like when you're outside and you're not wearing sunglasses, when you can see people's eyes in public, that's just like, that's not cool. I feel like you're insulting. That's a very insulting thing for me. Like
you're naked, sort of.
Eyes are the window to the soul. Close your fucking windows.
Oh my God. Because you don't want...
Like, if you want to keep your soul, you should be wearing sunglasses. That's really what happens to all these people. They were not wearing sunglasses. They steal idea. And you know what? Their soul just right through their eye.
Oh, my God.
Like a rail thin.
Wow. This is essential information for my listeners. And I'll tell you what, folks. You won't be catching my ass walking outside without any sunglasses. From now on, these eyes are covered. Okay?
And I recommend getting Melodies by MJB.
Mary should send you maybe a few pairs to your house.
That would be great. That would be great. Let's manifest that.
Yeah, let's manifest that. I'm sure if she found out that hundreds of people were losing their souls, she would be happy to lend some of her melodies by MJB out. Because she wanted to help the community.
That's like, she's a philanthropist. She's very concerned. She's about communities and souls.
Solomon, do you have a name for all these empty bodies walking around that are just sort of Weekend at Bernie's without souls?
I don't know. They're just, I guess, I want to say they're people, but...
They're not really.
Like, I say, like, that's a kind of a person. That's like a kind of, like, not, all, like, it's not, but kind of, you know?
It's not. Okay, so we call them it's not, but kind of.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Yeah, that makes total sense. I completely agree with you. Definitely. I'm going to be really scrupulously on the lookout for these people because I don't really want to be hanging around with any just loose bodies.
Oh, look, some of them are good people. A lot of them are good people. They're fine.
Yeah. We just don't know who's at the wheel.
Well, no one's at the wheel. They're just recklessly driving. Like there's plenty. It's driverless cars. It's like a Tesla. They'll walk into a person.
Right. Yeah, I don't want any of these kind of, but maybe walking it, not really, but kind of bumping into me on the street.
Yeah, like I don't have that kind of prejudice. I'm fine with people with or without souls. I feel like that's
right.
That's just who I am.
Right. Well, I guess I need to take some time out and listen and reflect.
Yeah.
Because I have some inner work to do.
I think so, because I don't want this to be the reason you get canceled.
Right. I mean, I don't know when it's coming, but maybe it's because I said I don't want to be just hanging around with any loose sacks of skin.
And you know what? That's a weird thing to say right. In this day and age.
Right. This is it's just going to be an 8-second clip that just on Twitter that just gets retweeted to death. Yeah.
Yeah. Then that's a danger. All they need is just the one sound bite.
Right. But, you know, I don't want to live in fear, you know, as they say in club culture.
And that's why you're ready for commitment. See?
Yeah. I'm having fear leave my body, which maybe means my soul left a long time ago. I don't know.
Probably. I don't have it. I can tell you that.
Oh, well, that's good news. That's a
like,
big
if your soul
relief.
Popped out, I'd be like, you go right back inside her right now.
Thank you.
You go right fucking back inside.
And it'll
that's
listen to you?
That's my friend.
Do you want to hear about the $100 wedding dress that just saved Abercrombie?
Or the tech acquisition that was just like Game of Thrones?
Or the one financial equation that can solve climate change?
Then check out our daily podcast, The Best One Yet, or as we call it, T-Boy.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And we pick the three most interesting business news stories every day for the perfect mix.
20 minutes each morning, you're going to feel brighter.
We call it pop biz, don't we, Jack?
Where pop culture meets business news. So whether you want to kick off a conversation with your buddies,
or you're going for that promotion at work,
or you just want to know the trends before your friends,
feel brighter by starting your morning with us every weekday.
Listen to The Best One Yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your pods.
You can listen to The Best One Yet ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like The Best One Yet, How I Built This, and many more, Wondery means business.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or a ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
So do they only leave through the eyes or no?
Only way. Any other?
Oh.
Well, I guess if the eyes are the window, the mouth is the door to the soul.
But whoa.
There's a lot of things. Like it's a blocked up door. There's like teeth. There's
oh sure.
Like eyes got like you put like a lash can tickle you, and that's the worst.
Yeah.
But like a tooth can fucking do some damage.
Right. Okay. Got it. Okay, so if the soul tries to escape from the mouth, the tooth could injure it.
And also, like, the ears, gross. It's so waxy, nasty. Right. No.
Ears are so disgusting if you think about it.
Yeah. Like, when it comes to the holes in the face, the eye is probably, like, the best one.
The most chic.
Yes.
Respectable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And most probably, I don't know, artistic also.
Yeah, it's a, like, everyone's eyes is a signature.
Right.
It tells their story. Uh-huh. And I think that's important. And like, I feel like people don't acknowledge, like, hooded eyes. That's beautiful.
Right. I got a couple of those.
I got hooded eyes.
I dream of just like the giant, like Greta. Greta has the most non-hooded eyes I've ever seen.
Look, you can. It definitely is easier for makeup.
Right.
But I think it's kind of cool to have like this nice little like layer of space.
Yeah, it's like they're uncircumcised eyes.
Exactly. Can you get them? Can you get the hooded eyes?
Yeah, you definitely can.
Oh, wow.
Right. Yeah, you can get in there a little snip snip. No more hooded eyes. Uncircumcised.
Okay. Mm-mm.
Uncut gems.
I don't want to lose that sensitivity. That's my favorite argument about not getting circumcised. Like, you lose that sensitivity. I'm like, I don't want my penis to be more sensitive. It's too sensitive.
It's already ruining your
life. I'm not like over here with a circumcised penis like, oh my God, I can't feel anything. Nothing at all.
Wow, another Dear Owen Wilson exclusive. The exclusives don't stop, folks. They really don't. Okay. All right. Well, according to Lucian Wickles, in August 2007, Mary J. Blige was a guest star on the show Entourage in the role of herself as a client of Ari Gold's. Do you agree that this role was below her and that she should instead be treated like the Oscar-nominated star that she is?
Yeah, she should have been on Sex and the City. She should have replaced all four women. and it should have been called Mary and the City. Or Mary's and the City. And like they don't even like do like the cut thing between, like she has to jump into every role real quick. She just has to throw on a wig to be Samantha, throw on another wig to be and you know what? I think that would have been a much more fun show.
Yeah, wow. Wow. I didn't even think of that. And now that you've brought it to the table, I think that is a really, real, that idea has some legs.
Oh, yeah. Like, just imagine Mary J. Blige being Samantha, like, oh, I love fucking. And then she takes the wig off and runs the other side of the table and puts on the dark haired lady's wig, Charlotte's.
Charlotte.
And it's like, wow, that's too much sex. And then
Samantha!
She like, wow, Samantha! No!
Charlotte's the prude.
I gotta get married now.
Okay, so did you see her?
And she would play Mr. Big as well.
Oh my God, wow. Because, well, I guess we've never seen somebody have this much range.
Yeah, well, the only person that will still be in the cast is Steve. I think that's the only person who just say every else is played by Mary.
Really? Oh, so you're a big Steve stan?
Not at all. Not at all.
Oh.
I just think he should be there. He should be okay. There to learn. To learn.
To learn.
Like as a PA or a gaffer. Like not like, not in the role.
Okay. love Steve. I really love Steve. I think he's one of the best characters. But my favorite character is Harry Goldenblatt, Charlotte's second husband.
Oh, yes.
The bald Jewish man who always doesn't wear underwear with a shirt on and leaves his tea bags on all of her nice tables.
I've seen one episode of Sex and the City.
Oh, okay, yeah. It seems like you're a huge fan by all the ideas that you are generating on the spot.
Honestly, I am. I loved the episode I saw. I just never got around to, but I'm like the biggest fan.
Right, right. Yeah, and you also just have a different vision for the show with Mary.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
So like I feel like that version is the right version and that's the version I've been thinking of.
Sure, okay. That's very fair. And did you or did you not see Mary on I don't know if I'm allowed to be calling her Mary. I think I should go Mary J. Blige.
Yes.
Did you see Mary J. Blige on Entourage?
I know I watched that episode of television. Do I remember it? Unfortunately not, because I felt like that was definitely too big for her.
Right.
Especially, like, just, she should get better reps.
Right.
Like, that's Ari Gold repping Mary J. Blige doesn't make sense to me.
Right, right. Okay, got it.
It's, like, not in my universe.
Yeah, I also, you know, I was, one, let me say, I'm so surprised Lucian Wickles wrote that question. It's wild to think of a 75-year-old... man who loves fishing for crawdads, write that question. But I also, too, I was going to be surprised if you had ever seen Entourage.
Well, I was I was near TV a lot in the early 2000s.
Oh, sure. So that can happen.
It's just like sometimes you just turn the TV on. It's just Entourage.
Right. And Entourage was huge at the time. I thought when I was young and, you know, just coming out of Orange County and, you know, I grew up in extreme toxic masculinity or maybe just extreme masculinity. And I was like, wow, this show is incredible. It's groundbreaking at the time because I didn't have enough feminine influence in my life yet.
I was looking at it as like, I need to beat these men up eventually. So how do I take these men down? And then you watch every episode and you're like, these men are incredibly weak. It'd be very easy to take any one of them down.
God, I thought they were so like cool and hot at the time. Greta and I did run into Adrian Grenier on a hike 2 years ago. And I don't know if he wanted to talk to us or he genuinely was extremely interested in Greta's dog, but he stopped and we had a whole convo.
Yeah, I saw him do karaoke once and I'm gonna tell you right now, not impressed.
Really?
Was not impressed.
That's why I can't do karaoke in front of any of my gay friends because it's the only song that I can sing genuinely. And it's not because I can't carry a tune. I can. It's purely because of my voice, if you guys can believe it. the only song that I can actually sing is Heart of Glass by Blondie.
That's a fantastic song.
Thank God I have one.
That's a good song. Oof. That's like one of the best songs of all time.
Yeah, but I want to go off.
It's a good song. It's a great song. Well, when I wrote Heart of Pass, and then and I was
You tell me you wrote Heart of Ass.
Yeah, and I was singing it when I was buying. I was at Walmart and I was buying batteries. And it was for, I was getting D batteries this time. I was singing it to myself, and Deborah Harry was like the other end of the aisle.
And she just took out a notepad and ripped off your entire song and then became a star?
Mm-hmm. But I have her soul, so we're good.
These people need to be jailed. I'm not satisfied that you just have their soul. Like, you can't rip off artists, okay, people?
Look, no, I her soul is a great singer too, so it's good. I don't mind.
Oh my God.
So if you ever want to hear, like if you ever want to sing it to Deborah Harry's soul, just come over whenever.
Oh my God, wow, that is actually a huge offer. That is thrilling. God.
I call her Deborah now because of, you know, the whole incident, but that's just...
Deborah. I can't wait to meet Deborah. Except, you know, it does happen. Like, my Italian side does come out. Like, I feel upset that these people, they're committing crimes.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
Intellectual property.
Look, Heart of Ass would have been probably like a bigger hit, but it's fine.
Heart of Ass. God, Ed, you got to be careful when you're buying batteries because
a lot of things happen.
There are a lot of people out there trying to steal from you.
And I only go to Walmart like four times ever.
Wow. Just a case of the wrong place at the wrong time, I guess. All right. Well, Solomon, Mary's album, What's the 411, got the name from Mary's past occupation as a 411 operator. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, you did. You know them. You invented the mainstream. can you please, on my cue, improvise a recreation of a situation in which Mary would be working as a 411 operator and maybe I could be the potential call?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let me know when you're ready.
Okay.
Ring, ring, ring.
Hi, thank you for calling 411. This is Mary J. Blige.
Wow. Hello, Mary.
Hi.
I was just wondering if you might be able to connect me with Adrian Grenier.
Oh,
from Entourage, the show Entourage.
Well, Entourage is not out yet. And he's only like 2 years old right now.
Oh.
But I can.
Oh, my mistake. The show, wow. I really got confused.
Because this is like 1987.
Oh, it's 1987.
Mm-hmm. So,
oh my God. I'm not even born yet.
So I'm talking to barely a person.
You're talking to a soul, I guess.
Yeah.
Someone's soul. Gosh, my bad. I really am so, I got egg on my face. Now I'm embarrassed.
But if you need to get directions to do Hands Across America, I can tell you where it is in your locale.
Please. Yes. Thank you. It's so nice to talk with you, Mary. You have a really beautiful soul. I actually see an extremely bright future for you.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people say that.
Really?
Thank you so much.
You get that a lot.
I do get that a lot. Like, they just call here to tell me that. That's the only thing. Like, it's 401 is for information, but like, people give me information too.
Right. Are you wearing thigh high boots right now?
Hands down.
Wow.
I'm typing with my thigh-high boots.
Oh my God, you are so talented.
You have to learn. You have to just because you're sitting down doesn't mean you can't keep your thigh-highs working.
Or type with your stilettos. Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely. Okay, well, I guess I got to leave you be because I know you have a lot of calls about your future.
Yeah, I thank you.
Okay, well, I just adore you. And even though I'm not born yet, I really think you're the best.
Oh, that's so kind of you. Hopefully you have a good birth.
And no drama. Okay.
And no more drama.
Okay. Bye.
Hey.
Wow, that was really fun. Okay. Oh my God, Solomon. God, what a journey we have been on. That was
honestly
crazy. I am changed forever. Holy shit.
You know, we learned a lot of things today.
Yeah, and thank God I had you on right in the beginning of the podcast so that we could set a precedent for the rest of the guests. You know? I'm serious.
Yeah, good luck to them.
Seriously, I wish them well. I pray for them because I don't know how anyone is going to follow this.
I don't recommend it.
I sure don't either. Maybe we should retire it after this episode. That could be a good idea. I do have one segment left before you go. Man on the street. This will be a segment once this thing absolutely launches off the ground into podcast oblivion, which, you know, I know is a niche market and I will absolutely explode in. I will be having listeners call in with their fan on the street encounters, but I'm wondering until then if you have a fun celebrity encounter that you'd like to talk about, tell.
God, there's so many.
Right.
I know you know
all of them.
I've
We've
told
already
you a
talked
bunch.
About a lot of them.
I did once serve tea to Nicole Kidman and
you did.
Like she was like porcelain. She was more delicate than the cup.
Really?
That
makes sense to me.
That was a moment to watch.
Right.
Her performance in drinking tea at LACMA on Tuesday afternoon probably one of the greatest performers I've ever seen. And I think she should have gotten an Oscar for that.
Yeah, I agree. You know, she has like extreme ballerina energy.
Mm-hmm. It was very like, it's almost like paint. Like I was like, is the cup hurting you? Like I was gonna, like I was like, it was very like, I was really concerned. It's like, is it too heavy?
Oh my God, that's a really good one. So I like that to know that Nicole in her free time likes to go mm-hmm. take in some art.
Mm-hmm. Oh no, she didn't go to the museum. She just came in for the tea.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she knew I was there.
That makes sense. She probably wanted to steal from you.
Oh yeah, but she had her glasses on. So she knew.
Oh, okay, she's smart. God, wow. Thank God for this podcast.
She was wearing Melodies by MJB.
Oh my God. I have a real one that happened to me that I am going to exhaust my few celebrity encounter stories that are non-comedian based in the first handful of episodes. But one time, this is real. I had just moved to New York and my long distance boyfriend, the other one I told was also during the same visit that my long distance boyfriend was visiting me. And I just moved. He was there. We were walking in Times Square hand in hand and holding hands. And it was very hot, like very crowded. And the traffic was going 1 mile an hour. And there was this black SUV next to me. And this sees me holding hands and is just saying the most wild things to me, very sexual things. And I'm just like very uncomfortable. And then my boyfriend, whatever, looks over, stops thinking about whatever he was doing, looks over and is like, oh my God, DMX, what's up? goes over, shakes his hand. And that was a fun moment.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, I didn't like it the moment it was happening because I didn't know. But then after, I was like, oh, that guy, come on. You know, who let the dogs out?
X-Phoenix.
Huh? Yeah. Yeah, I like DMX. I do. I like him. Rest in peace.
R.I.P.?
Yeah. Well, God, I think we covered it all. And we love Mary J. Blige. We love Solomon / the mainstream. And mm-hmm. What a gift it was to have you on this podcast.
Yeah, I'm so happy to be here. It was a gift for me.
Well, we have a lot to discuss the next time we see each other.
Way too much to discuss.
All right, pal. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Okay. Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid Kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.